Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Do Go On podcast. I am Matt Stewart, sitting in little Davey Warnocky's seat, because we've given him a week off. The backlash was strong after last week's episode, and we've asked him to sit this one out. Jess, welcome to the show. You are my right-hand human. You want to tell me what's going on?
Firstly... Well done.
Thank you.
I know that was really stressful for you to take over from introducing the show.
Yeah.
You are sitting in little Davey Warnocky's little chair. And, you know, you could get a normal-sized chair if you wanted to. You don't have to sit in his tiny baby chair.
It feels weird. It makes me feel like a giant.
Yeah, you look uncomfortable. But if you're okay, then that's fine. I'm happy to keep going.
Okay.
So we've kicked Dave out for the week.
Due to popular demand.
Popular demand. He was a little... What would we say?
I can't remember. We recorded that a while ago.
It was a while ago. But people were not happy with him last week. I think because by the end of the episode, my soul had been shattered into a million pieces.
And you were very convincing, I imagine.
You imagine.
Because everyone knows you don't really have a soul.
Yeah, everyone knows. So
as a left-handed person.
People said Dave should have a one-week ban. So instead, we've brought in our good friend.
Have we brought in a good friend?
Yeah, everyone's a good friend.
Jess just turned into a mum who's had it like just with two kids and just got nothing left. In that she's on a podcast. It's like 2 minutes in, and she's got a hand over her mouth. She's talking and she just doesn't give a shit. Do you swear on your podcast?
Yeah. We do now.
We got the highest ranking, the highest possible level of warning for expletives, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think we got a triple X rating.
Do we?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like
because there's lots of cocks and pusses on
so
here.
So much. Anyway.
Oh, it was Quinn Crowley specifically on the Twitter asked if Dave could have
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
1 week ban.
1 week ban for
He
Dave.
Called his behaviour unacceptable. So.
So subbing in is our good friend.
Sub.
Broden Kelly. Hello, Broden.
Hello. No one knows who I am.
Broden Kelly, one member of Auntie Donna. They do know who you are because we've referenced Auntie Donna in the podcast before.
Yes.
And people are like, talk more about Auntie Donna.
Yes. You're actually in the hat, Auntie Donna.
Yeah, Auntie Donna's in the hat as a suggestion.
In the
hat?
The hat is the suggestion hat.
I was like, you're in the hat. You're in the special do-go-on hat.
Like, yes, that's
right.
That
you wear around the streets parading.
Yes. Your pod.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
As a topic?
Yeah, as a topic.
Someone suggested you as a topic.
So does that mean you, one of you, or Dave, would have to go off and research?
Yeah.
If one of us pulls that out of the hat one time.
Isn't that weird?
The
canal down the road. Far canal.
Is it a good story?
The Auntie Donna story? No, it's boring as all buggery, but we get it asked it maybe weekly. Yeah. Whenever there's something we're trying to plug or sell, and we have to do an interview. We went to uni together. The end.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Wow.
And what kind of comedy do you do?
Yeah. You do get pretty good at answering those questions.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have a pretty good answer now.
Well, the rule we have is when everyone asks about our name, which just has a boring origin story, we never answer it correctly. And we always make a new story up every time. We're in Darwin. A couple of weeks ago, as were you, Jess Perkins.
I was there. Matt was there too with me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, you can suck a fuck, as as the Arnie Donna boys would say.
Suck a fuck, that's actually from Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko, sorry. Arnie Donnie Darko. Arnie Donnie Darko.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Because Maggie Gyllenhaal says it to Jake Gyllenhaal when they're at the dinner table.
Suck a fuck.
Suck a fuck.
Yeah, and it's a fun thing, and then the film's quite... you know, moving for angsty teenagers in the mid-noughties like Broden Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you go through an emo phase?
Wait, who's Broden Kelly again?
Matt, I've told you, I'm Broden Kelly.
Right, sorry,
From Auntie Donna.
Okay, oh, one of the Auntie Donna boys.
Yes, Matt Stewart, winner of Raw Comedy 2001.
Hang on.
You haven't done much since, have you, mate?
Oh, look.
Oh, now it's just shit.
You missed the mark briefly, but thank you.
Broden was telling a story from Darwin.
But people who don't know what Auntie Donna is, we should say they're a comedy sketch troupe.
They're a comedy sketch troupe.
From the internet and television, soon to be Stan.
And stage.
In Australia.
We are on a Stan's, we will be on Stan sometime next year doing a pilot for them called Chaperones. that's good. We also have a YouTube channel. YouTube channel.
Oh,
and but we don't have to talk about us. We're boring.
Ooh, hello.
What was that?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Bring.
Matt's computer.
I'll tell you about my Darwin story.
Yeah, you tell me that.
So we were in Darwin, and Zach did a phone interview with the main paper up there, which name escapes me. The Darwin Gazette, I presume.
Yeah.
And
they're all gazettes.
And he told
it's not them, the NT News, the one that's always got a crocodile on the front.
That's the one, probably. And Zach told them that his auntie Donna was a crocodile hunter. So that's why they named the group. And then when we got there, there was an article. Auntie Donna actually have a connection to Darwin. the name of the group comes from Zach's auntie, who's a crocodile wrangler.
Oh,
and that's always
so
bullshit. And we're like, well, that's great that it's in a state newspaper.
That's really good.
You got them good.
We got them. Gotcha, NT.
Gotcha. You're a buddy regular Matt Tilly.
I forgot about the gotcha calls.
They're great.
Oh, wow.
He's still going, isn't he, Matt?
He is, yes.
There was lot of accents in that, wasn't there? There was a lot of... He'd do a lot of accents.
Was it Joe and Matt?
Yeah.
And last year he told Amy Schumer that her character was skanky in Trainwreck, and she said, fuck you, essentially.
Yep.
And then everyone's like, hey, Matt Tilly, you're in big trouble, buddy. And here we are today.
He's still got a job at a big radio station.
Hopefully you too.
We all make poor decisions sometimes. And, you know,
I
don't think we should hang and quarter him. Is that hang, draw, and quarter him either?
Name a bad decision I've made. Exactly.
I'm going to say that wind cheater you're wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute. It's got polka dots.
Are they polka dots?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're polka dots. I think they're stars in a night sky.
Yeah, that's so much worse.
Welcome to Interpreting Jess's Wind Cheater. I'm Broden Kelly here with Matt Stewart.
I think they're I think they're little speckles.
Little speckled hen. Look at it. Frolicking in the open range zoo.
How good is speckled hen?
That's great.
Have you seen the speckled hen? Is this how the podcast usually goes?
Yep.
I think normally by now we've got into the topic.
But that's what we need Dave for. Dave's the one who
he's
gets
the one who keeps
us
on track.
Does that mean
do you think people are regretting telling us to ban Dave now? Well, he's the glue that holds this shit together.
He really is.
And we've subbed in just another loose cunt. fuck. Can you bleep that?
Another loose cunton. Cunton. Yes.
It's
and
cannon.
So let's go to Macca's.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Get some McFlurries.
Everybody get in the car. But let's drive our separate cars.
Yeah, anyway. I just got a new car and I want to keep it clean. I've got this idea in my head that I'm not going to let anyone eat in my car.
Sure.
And I'm going to be one of those people.
That's a good rule.
Are you also not going to eat in the car?
Yeah, I'm not eating in the car. If I had my way, no one would eat. I'm going to be that guy like that day. You're not getting in the car with that bloody Sunday. You eat it at the park bench and chuck it in that public receptacle. And then we'll go home to some sort of outer Frankston suburb, I imagine.
Yeah.
Seaford. I'm going to go with Seaford.
Okay.
What? So you are doing very well, obviously. You're buying new cars.
I was in a severe car accident, Matt, and a car went through a red light and careered into me and rode my car off. Yeah.
Rode it off.
Yeah, rode
it off. The sunset.
Yeah, yes. Was it wrote off? Is it written
off? I think it's wrote off, yeah.
I wrote it off.
Maybe I am some sort of grammar Nazi like that guy said.
Mm.
What? No. You know when you regret everything you say all the time?
No.
Yeah.
I only say good things, you pack of cunts.
Oh, boy. So do you feel like a bit of a dick now that you're like, oh, so we got a fancy new car? It's because his car was written off in an accident.
Yeah, I was wondering why you're in that full body cast.
Yeah.
Okay, we're lucky to have him.
I thought it might have been another one of your little sketches.
In fairness, I did buy a car worth more than the car was valued at.
Mm-hmm.
So a
little bit of light insurance fraud? Is that what we're talking?
Yeah, I frauded an insurance company in the last 6 months.
That is one of, I think that's one of the frauds that people don't mind too much. No, it's socially insurance acceptable fraud, insurance fraud, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, you ripped off an insurance company. We feel sorry for them.
It was a bizarre experience. Like, cause I went, the guy came to see my car and it was only a bit of, you know, fender damage or, you know, is fender a thing?
Yeah, it is in America.
Well, the front of the car damage.
I think we call them bumper bars.
Yeah, well, no, a bumper bar's like the...
I don't know about cars.
Oh,
I don't bloody know.
Anyway, they got the car and said, no, that's... They just went, nah, it's worth... Nah, you were going to write it off. And I went, oh, I could fix that. They went, no, you just have the money. I was like, all right, jeez. Right.
And now you're driving a Porsche.
Yeah, now I'm in a Fiat... No, I can't think of a funny car.
Fiat's pretty funny.
Fiat Punto.
Oh,
I'm in a Fiat Punto.
Punto. Puntos are good.
Yeah, fuck, I could go a Punto.
You guys want to go out for a Punto later?
Yeah. Hop in me Fiat Punto. I'm just looking beyond you. We're at the new Stupid Old Studios podcast recording studio, and I must say it is fantastic. And my shirt that I wore for Sammy J's show is the devil's over there. Like, yes. It just hasn't moved in 3 months.
No, it actually was on that chair.
Oh, it has.
I moved it across last week.
This is a funny place. It's where we do our Auntie Donna podcast, or we will do it. And it's full of magic. It's like Disneyland, but for very depressed comedians from Melbourne.
I love it here.
Yeah, I love it here too. It's
we love it here, Matt.
I love it here too. Hey, that's great. We should really start the show.
Yeah, we should do. Yeah.
So the way it normally works, Broden, is...
Yeah.
Oh, we probably should have told you this. Normally, the person doing the report, which is you today, because you'll fill in Dave.
What?
And the way you start the report, which is annoying to everyone listening, because they've already seen the topic as they clicked on the episode, but Jess and I don't know what it is, and you ask us a question... Related to the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Should we have told you about that by now?
Yeah, and what do you want from the question. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well,
what?
It could be any. It could either be.
We just want to have a guess.
It could be like say the answer was Melbourne Football Club. You might say, "What is the oldest sporting team in Australia?" or something. Or you might say, "What is the shittest thing about me, Broden Kelly?"
Okay,
well, and you go, "Well, you support the Melbourne Football Club." You know, for instance.
Wow.
I didn't realize this was a podcast where you invite friends in and you just bash them.
It's an intervention podcast, yeah.
I don't see how my personal life is you know, important here. I'm just trying to just go and help out some boys because Dave Warnicki's not here and you're bullying my Melbourne Football Club of supporting, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Look, I'll take. I'm pretty sure Twitter will tell me to have a week off now.
It could be worse. Could be going rough. Could be going for the bloody Saners.
Oh, hang on.
Get stuck, you assholes. Fuck you.
Too soon. Too much.
Stop shitting on each other's footy teams, okay?
Oh, shit on your footy team.
They all do their best.
Who do you go for again, Jess?
I don't really go. I like Collingwood. I don't. I couldn't name a player.
Yes, Jess supports finding that great joke and telling it in front of a live audience because she's a true stand-up. That's what she supports.
Thank you, Broden.
For truthful moments on stage. True. And let's hope that one day she finds that.
She's not quite in the ballpark yet.
No,
but
not yet. Not even in the car park. But one day she'll
started off so well. I should have known.
Not even on the train to the. You're not even in the country. You're
waiting your flight. You're in Abu Dhabi waiting for your connecting flight. You're on a standby. But it's been delayed.
Yeah, but you will find that one day. All right. The question is, and I haven't got one. So, what is? I don't even know if this is a truthful answer, but what is the one airline? It's probably not true because what is the one airline that has never crashed? What's the most obvious one that has never crashed?
I've seen Rain Man.
Yeah, it's Dustin Hoffman Airlines. Wrong.
Jess, you got a guess? Because if that is it Rain Man related?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to that? Have a stab.
Nah.
Ansett Airways.
Mm. No, that crashed in multiple ways. it was ended up being owned by New Zealand Air at the end. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
By
New Zealand Air and then Air New Zealand. And
it's Qantas, right, bro?
The answer is Qantas. It never crashed.
Never crashed.
Is this
never
a well-known crashed. Fact about you that you're a plane spotter?
No one cares. That's not a well-known fact. I imagine would be like, yeah, I don't know. No. This is the thing I've discovered this week is that I only know a surface amount about planes to the point where if anyone asks me, it's like, yeah, I love planes. but yes, no, I am a big plane fan. I enjoy every time I get on a plane. I ask a flight attendant. What am I flying on? Or I try and take a guess. So there's some poor lady who's going, I'm like, is this a Boeing 777? And they go, no, it's not. Go, oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Apple juice, please. Thank you.
Can I get a little black coffee? And then, because I'm from Melbourne, I love coffee. I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching, plane takeoffs in St. Martin's, which is a very interesting airport. For my birthday last year, my mum really got me a trip on a flight simulator, so I got to fly a plane.
That's fun.
Boeing 737, and I almost killed a lot of people on the plane. I'm a bit of a plane man.
You also know, one of the first conversations we had was I was about to fly overseas, and you said, oh, where are you flying through? And I told you, and you said, oh, that'd be it. And you knew the model of the plane it would be, and then it would be changing over.
Yeah.
And a different model for the second leg. You knew a lot about.
So, yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably partially gone mentally.
Autistic, yeah.
Yeah. I'm an artistic man. What was that? Well, who were you flying with? I can't remember.
I was flying. I can't remember either. I think it was Emirates, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Or one of those sort of
A380. That's. I think I'm more interested in commercial airlines and how they run. It's very interesting. I think they only run on maybe a 6% profit margin, which is incredible. The idea that the ticket, if you paid $2,000 for a ticket, that what's 6% of $2,000?
You're talking to the wrong person. We need Warnocky. Warnocky's the numbers man.
10 times 20. What's 6 times 20? That feels like we should. It's $120.
Yeah. So the margin that an airline is making off your flight is really, really small, which I think is very interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's getting better as the prices become more manageable.
For the people up in the top end, in the paying fuckloads for a ticket, then
That's true. Yeah. First class. I'm obsessed with first class at the moment, but I thought today I would talk about one particular instance where Qantas have come the closest to crashing.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear about that?
Nah. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I'll be off to watch Geelong Hawthorn tonight. It should be a great match. Is your audience in Australia or international?
It's pretty spread.
Glad you asked, bro.
I've actually
got quite an international audience.
Yeah, we asked a month or two back. We asked where everyone was from. We had a list of like more than a dozen countries, I think.
Yeah, that's great.
Quite a lot in the States.
Seems to be a few in Ohio.
A few in Ohio.
Oh, cool.
If anyone's
in Los Angeles on the 28th, come to an Artie Donna show in Largo. Anyway, so I'll give you a bit of...
I'm on the podcast. He plugs his little sketches.
Little sketches, Jess?
Yeah.
Little...
Bro, little sketches.
Well, that's nice coming from a little person. I'll tell you about a plane. Are either of you familiar with the Airbus A380?
Is that the double-decker?
Yes.
Oh, man. I was just on one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you must know a myriad of facts and
factoids. I know heaps about it. Ask me anything.
How many engines did it have?
Like six-ish.
Correct. The answer is six-ish. It depends on how the plane is feeling that day. Sometimes a plane can have upwards of 42 engines, depending on how it feels.
Are they the ones that have self-tinting windows? You don't have the blinds?
No, that's a Dreamliner 787. So, essentially...
I love hearing this, and then, like, because a lot of what you see of Broden is just, like, cum jokes, you know? So, it's nice to get this side as
They're
well.
They're coming. Pun intended. So essentially, there is two major manufacturers of planes in the world.
Ooh. Airbus,
yes,
and
the one I've said, yes.
I'm like, for some reason that was in my head, and that Boeing,
yes, and extra points, which I'll be awarding today, if you can tell me where. Both of those companies
one's
are
in Germany wrong. And one's in America.
Wrong. The first one's wrong. Second one was right.
Okay. One's in America.
Because I had a friend who went over to Germany
yes.
To work for Boeing.
Yeah, well, yes. So part of, you are partly right. It's part of Airbus is in Germany, but it's Airbus. A French-based company. Right.
And Boeing's American.
Can I do like a little caveat or like a preface?
Hmm.
Is everything I'm about to say is wrong?
Right, great.
This is all going on. Like, I'm not one of those kids at school who did well. I was more. I got the gist of things.
Yeah.
I've always been a gist guy. So most of this is wrong. This is a gisty one.
Oh, look, it's a very gisty podcast. If we're honest,
we take it really
oh,
seriously.
Oh, I didn't realize I was with the gisty guys.
Yeah, we're the gisty guys.
The gisty guys.
A 5, 6, 7. the Boeing and the Airbus, and for the last say 25 years for international travel, Boeing has sort of had the. The monopoly, or no, well, it's the monopoly, the control of that industry with their big plane, the Boeing 747, which is a very, very big plane that pretty much controlled long-haul flights across the world. And Airbus in the late 90s decided that they were going to compete and they wanted to make the best, biggest plane in the world. So they built the Airbus A380, which is, as Perko said, which is your new nickname. Did anyone call you Perko?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like all through school.
Was it on the back of your year 12 jumper?
No, but it was on my pencil case.
What was on the back of your year 12 jumper?
Scout.
Why?
One of my friends had Gem from like To Kill a Mockingbird, Gem and Scout. So it was a long story.
So it was just like, I want one too, sort of thing. That's a bit of a sad story, really. She had an actual one and then you just sort of tagged along.
No. Why would hers be Gem when her name was Alice?
Good question.
It was okay. Well, Shut up. What was on the back of your Year 12 jumper?
I'm really embarrassed by this, and I need to give content. I was an acting boy, and I did all the musicals at school.
You two have so much in common.
Yeah.
Who?
You
Us.
Two. Drama captain.
I was drama captain.
Drama yeah. captain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know there was a drama captain. Possibly wasn't. So we sort of all have something in common in a way.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's that we all just love to laugh.
Yeah.
I was just a weird kid, and I had talented on the back of
you
my
You did
tutor.
Not.
As like a joke, I
it
guess.
It wasn't a joke.
It was a joke.
No, you were like, mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was doing. I feel like people, I like to make it, like to create this idea that I was a big egotistical guy, which I probably was. And so I put talent, and I hated that. It was such a dumb thing to do. What did you have?
Stew dog.
Ugh.
That's exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
I can see you without your beard.
That
or walking around.
And I had a beard. My nickname, that was some, yeah, a guy gave me that, and it just, for some reason, it really stuck. Like, people loved it. They found it so funny for some reason. I never fully got it, but obviously I embraced it enough to put it on the back of the...
What year was that?
Yeah, year 1992. 12.
1992.
Oh, what year?
Was it year 12? What year of the world?
2001.
Really?
Yeah.
What year? What are you? 2007?
8.
Yeah, okay, right. 2001. Mm. So you finished year 12 the year 9/11 happened.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Do you guys remember it?
Yes.
I was in grade 5 or 6, yeah, but I remember
it. Yeah,
I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So hang on.
September.
11 years old, 9/11. Oh. We did this.
Do you reckon it was an inside job?
Yeah, I reckon Perko with...
I love that you really thought Perko was super funny. Like, oh, there, buddy, Perko
Would
over
anyone
here.
Have ever
Nobody's
thought of,
thought of that. No, a lot of people thought
the
of that.
The name's Perkins. If I shorten it and add an O.
Because you're 08 as well, right?
07.
07.
Yeah, 07. Yeah, but the year that nothing really happened. There was some great songs.
Yeah, I don't remember 07.
Really?
Don't remember it at all.
I imagine you were on some sort of Kentucky.
Yes!
No, 06, not on Kentucky, but I went backpacking in 06.
06. I was 16 years old.
Oh my God. Isn't it mad how people have different ages?
I know, I just like
I can't get my head around it.
You know I like to remind you that you're... very old.
That I've already look. I've just banked 7 more years than you. If you die in the next 7 years, I win.
Hey, we're all
crossed.
Hoping.
I'm the bloody clubhouse leader.
All right. So where were we?
You were talking about the plane that I just went on.
Airbus. Oh, what were Airbus. The planes that crashed into the in 9/11?
Oh,
that was smaller, weren't
there? There was a couple. There was a United. Oh, I couldn't tell you. They would be. There's some Boeing 737 potentially. I don't know. They would be domestic length flights, not big.
Yeah, they were
enough
cross country.
Enough to really leave a message.
They weren't little Cessnas, you know?
They weren't Cessnas, that's for sure. Hey, well done.
Thank you.
Cessnas are little plane.
They're little.
It's really coming down outside.
Yeah, it is.
It's really nice.
You might even be able to hear it.
It's quite calming.
It's raining.
I love rain on a tin roof.
Mm.
I feel like you're about to start a song.
Pass me the guitar.
I love rain on a tin roof. Here's a little ditty about it.
It's Saturday morning and the kids are in bed. I'm Matt Stewart. I was in year 12 when the bloody towers went down. We'll love old rain on the bloody tin roof and a one raw comedy. How do you do? Well, I'm Matt Old Stewart and I'm in the house making a couple of toasties. A ding a ding 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 ding.
And then he's got a harmonica solo.
Every now and then you go, is Broden that funny? And then, you know, he'll surprise you. You go, yes. Yeah.
How far in are we? I just looked at my phone like I was timing it.
We're over half an hour in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, geez Louise. So the Airbus A380 was designed, and it took them about 10 years to make this beast of a plane. It's two stories, full from start to finish. I'll give you some stats on it, because, yeah, I did a bit of work. I'm excited to be here. So it's 73 metres long, guys, 73 metres long. And its wingspan is 80 metres, so it's actually wider with its wings than it is in length.
It's about as long as a Maxi Gorn torpedo punt.
That's right, and that's something really relatable for those Ohio fans, a AFL player in Melbourne. Top speed of 1,030 kilometres per hour. I haven't done the conversion to miles, I apologise. And it has four engines, very important, four engines designed by the British Tour de Force of Engineering, Rolls-Royce.
So I wasn't too far off when I said six-ish.
Six-ish, you were two-ish more.
Yeah.
But no, there are...
You were 50% off.
Yeah.
In the same
way,
you're
not wrong.
In the same way that the Titanic had that, you know, whatever compartments under it, so that if you broke through one hole, the whole ship wouldn't sink.
Mm-hmm.
There's four engines. You can fly in a dual-engine plane with one engine.
Ah.
So with four engines, you got, you know, you can...
We're okay.
So you could still... go on just one engine, you could crash into the Hudson River and land safely, for instance.
Well, if you... Yeah, Sully, yes, the film. I saw it yesterday.
Oh, of course you would have. I've seen previews for that. I'm like, well, that looks fucking boring. I know how it ends. Well, Tom Cruise being serious. No, not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks being serious with the mustache. I mean, that's good.
Is that an out for you, Matt, so you don't see films where you know how it ends? Is that what you do?
Not necessarily, but if it's... Ah, yeah, good point. Like... But that one just, it's not even like a big, it's like, oh, and they land safely.
Well, it actually starts with that, you close-minded old man. It's about the inquest around and how people really wanted to blame him for that. But yes, no, that instance, they lost both engines just after takeoff and had to land on a river, Jess Perkins. So that's an interesting story. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
That was the US Airways flight 1549 on January 15th, 2009. Captain was Chelsea Sullenberger, Sully's nickname. And that was an Airbus...
His name's Chelsea?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting?
That's a lady name.
And he's got a stashy.
It's also an area in New York City.
My name's Chelsea, but I know how to bloody be a bloke. I'll show you.
I grew a little stashy.
I've got a stash and I love meat pies.
Does that come through in the movie?
There's a big meat pie scene. Where he's just like...
the first thing I'm going to do after landing this plane safely, straight to the pie store.
There's this scene right in the middle of the film. It's Clint Eastwood directed, so you know it's all tastefully done. But there's a scene halfway through where it's all about
inquest. Is it super patriotic? Republican stuff?
I think there's just a flag fluttering in the background, what you mean.
He made American Sniper, didn't he? Which is often reprimanded for its over.
Yeah, he's a big Republican guy, and they're famous for being super, you know, they're flag waving, patriotic Americans.
Yeah, and the Trump and the jeez.
Well, the Trump's really apparently dropped the ball a bit, and he's left it open for Hillary to be the patriotic one.
Well, there you go.
I read an article on BuzzFeed once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, so the Airbus A380 is almost the Titanic of the sky in that it was designed so that it practically couldn't crash.
Sure.
But we all know what happened. Oh, except you didn't see it because you know how that film ends, don't you, Matt?
But Jess did a podcast on it. So
When was that?
About the Titanic.
A couple of months ago,
film.
I reckon.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
How was it received?
Oh, well received.
Well received.
Three red like a four, or
yeah.
Cool.
Everyone was a big fan.
I mean, it's definitely more a movie about a thing that fucks up is more interesting than a this thing almost happened. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
Well, this was a fun way to spend 2 hours watching some people land in a plane safely. That happens every fucking day.
You'd rather watch them die.
Yes.
I feel like you're being actively contrary.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, one of us has to take that role each week.
And it's always Matt, funnily enough.
You're such a naysayer, Matt Stewart, with your raw comedy check. I'm so sorry. I'm just on a thing.
Some of us didn't win raw comedy.
No, you didn't. I never won either.
No, you didn't.
We didn't enter, but we were nominated for the Golden Gibbo in the year that Lessons with Lewis won the Raw Comedy and the Gibbo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got the bloody double.
You got the double.
Raw and the Gibbo is... That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's...
It's kind of like this year with Gibbo and Barry, I think.
Barry Gibbo smashes Raw,
yeah.
Raw Gibbo.
In the rock paper. Talking about Melbourne references that Americans wouldn't care about.
Tell us your favourite parts of Ohio. Where do you go there and get a good coffee?
Well, the Black Keys are from Akron,
Stop
Ohio.
Stop getting distracted. Well, Airbus A380.
One of the Black Keys guys made the theme song to BoJack Horseman.
Have you heard the song Exploder podcast about it?
Yes.
So good, right?
So good. So I would recommend you stop listening to this podcast immediately and go listen to that one.
It's a very good podcast.
Okay, will do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You can carry 525 souls on the Airbus A380.
It's so creepy when they call them souls.
I know, isn't it?
It's so creepy.
It's like you're already dead.
Yeah. To us, you're nothing.
Which is so many soul. People. 525. That's so many people.
That's a lot of people.
That's about what you'd get in a room at an Arnie Donner show.
Well, it depends.
I mean, you know, if your capacity is 500.
And 25.
A few extras sneak in there.
Yeah. It's also about the amount you can get on an Airbus A380. So the bottom deck of the Airbus A380 is economy with first class at the front. Upstairs is BC business class, which is a huge layout. And where they, I think they make most of their money is that they have so much room for business class. There is a bar, an open bar.
Fuck, that's cool.
on the second level where you can just go and hang
open
out with.
Bar. Really?
We can go and hang out with other business people and say, oh, it's very Titanic-y. You know how they had that whole class system? Sorry, I just thought I'd turn away from the mic. I've never been upstairs. I often, when I'm on these stupid planes, walk to the back and look up the stairs, but I never have been up there.
You're making me think, I thought I'd been on one, but I don't reckon I have now.
Yeah.
I don't remember stairs at all. So that's interesting. They have the whole top level.
They have the whole top level. Obviously, it depends on who you're flying with. Etihad has your own personal apartment. You can get your own personal apartment on an Airbus A380, which is bed, shower, meals, everything. Fridges and...
How much money do you have to be earning to spend the 20 grand or whatever it costs for a flight? It's like, I can handle one shit day.
And you know what? Economy on that flight was very comfortable.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, who needs it?
And I didn't have anybody next to me, so I could put my feet up if I wanted to.
I wish for that. So
I fit in the little seats, and I got a blankie.
The classic thing is you got that, but the person next to you is just the last person on the plane, and they've got your hopes up.
There's always that anxiety like until they've closed the doors, and you're like, oh my God, it happened. It happened.
I hate that so much that I now get on as late as I can, so I am that person as opposed to the
much better to be that person.
Hey, mate, I'm in here. Up you get. Yum, yum, yum.
And their little heart breaks.
Yeah, I'm sleeping on your shoulder. Believe. Yes, so, yeah, the Airbus A380 pretty much is the pinnacle of air travel. Let's talk about Qantas Flight 32, shall we?
Okay. Yes.
Is this the one that nearly crashed?
No. This is just a flight from Melbourne to Los Angeles. Everything went fine. No, it's that one. 4th of November 2010, Singapore to Sydney. So as I'm sure many people who've flown know, if you do these big flights to, say, Heathrow or I don't know, bloody somewhere in Europe. You do multiple legs, so you might stop in Abu Dhabi and then go on to Heathrow. So this flight was refueling in Singapore on its way back from Heathrow. And just after takeoff, pilot Command Richard DeCrepney was flying the plane. There's first officer, which is the co-pilot. There's, you know, a co-pilot's not a thing.
But anymore. They're not actually called a co-pilot?
No, you have first officer, which is the co-pilot.
Yeah.
And then on this plane, on Airbus A380s, you also have a third pilot slash, I'm doing quotation marks, mm-hmm. In the air, a second officer. So you have three. On this particular flight, there was a Czech captain and a training Czech captain, which is people who sit on planes and make sure the pilots are doing the right thing. Oh. Sort of like a supervisor or a...
like a driving an auditor instructor. Sort of thing.
A secret customer.
Yeah. mystery shopper.
So, yeah. So
they're dressed up like a little child. Can my boy come and have a look at the cockpit? Yeah. It's like a 50-year-old man dressed up as a child.
Oh, I just love planes so much. And
what are you doing there?
Got a little pad and pen.
It's like a Make-A-Wish foundation.
Yeah. Aww. So, yes. On this particular flight, there was five pilots sitting in the front thing. Another important...
That's a surplus of pilots.
There's also... It's important to know that the modern planes, and particularly the Airbus, flies... a large part of how they fly is with the help of an ECAM, which is an electronic centralized aircraft monitor, which pretty much everything that's on a plane goes through this computer. Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Is it funny? I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, it's definitely funny. I'll be chuckling about that all night long. E-cam.
Very good.
ECAM. Can you believe it?
Anyway, 4 minutes into this flight, the left center engine blows up. And
4 minutes in.
4 minutes in.
Goes it's not very far in.
Bang. And the pilots saw, they go straight to the ECAM. And there is a massive amount of errors come up on the screen. They've been trained. There's very few Airbus A380 pilots in the world as well. They're considered to be the best for Qantas. The best pilots would be Airbus A380 pilots. They've been flying for 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. They get paid very handsomely. So the pilots on this go straight to the Airbus A380 computer, and they've been trained that worst case scenario, you're going to have maybe three or five problems, you know, 3 to 5 problems come up saying, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, and then you can go through the computer and fix it. 37 problems come up on this thing. And essentially what's happened on this plane, this is maybe a few years after, maybe a year after Qantas has got their fleet of Airbus A380s, and they've invested a great deal of money in buying these humongous planes. It's falling apart in the sky. So there's flap problems. I realized that was funny as I was saying that.
Flap.
Flap is the sort of like a braking mechanism in a plane where it rises up so you can get some wind halt, and there's thrust problems and all these connection problems. The plane is legitimately just falling apart in the sky. Any questions so far?
Nah.
Right.
Just glad I don't have any trips planned.
I know. For research for this, I watched air crash investigations this morning, which is real. I feel very safe on planes, but they talk about the 50 instances in flight history where things have gone horribly badly. Anyway, so they're concerned that the plane is going to catch fire, which would be the worst way to die, is being on a plane in the sky
on fire. Also, when the engine exploded, it wouldn't have been just a little noise. Like, the passengers would have, the souls, I beg your pardon, the souls on board would have heard that.
I'm a soul.
They would have heard that. You would hear that bang.
No, they all heard it. That's very true.
That'd be scary.
There's a lot of testimonies of people going, hearing a massive smash and looking out the window and seeing one of the four engines streaming smoke out the back.
Oh, man. No, I would just be like, I'm done.
And what do you do? Like you just sit there and just wait for it, don't you?
Oh.
do do these planes have Wi-Fi on board?
You would have an option of Wi-Fi, but I think it costs like $40. And even if I'm going to, I'm not paying that much for bloody 20 gigs.
To send 20 send mum an email.
Yeah.
Oh. Going out, mum.
Yeah, I'm off. I don't actually know. I'd have to follow up on that and whether they have. I know business class and first class would certainly have that option. Anyway, so they're worried that the plane's going to catch on fire. So they're trying to turn off the engine and it won't turn off, which is of concern. They immediately organise to turn back and they go into the computer, into the, the landing program, and it says, you can't land. You don't have without the flap, capabilities that you need to do. They were a little bit overweight. They said, you're not going to be able to land. So these five pilots all come together and they're figuring out a way. As the plane continues to fall apart, more and more errors are coming
up.
Shit. They're trying to figure out how we're going to land this plane and save 525 people.
Souls.
meanwhile, this is an interesting part. It could only have happened in the last decade. Is Qantas sort of regalia from the plane? So, like the engine, the famous red kangaroo has fallen off the engine and landed on one of the islands that was below them, just outside of Singapore. So people are picking up big parts of this red kangaroo and saying a Qantas plane has crashed over Singapore or over that part of the world.
Wow.
And are tweeting about it and it's getting to news things and saying that, you know, a Qantas plane has crashed. And Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, finds out about it through that.
Shit.
Isn't that incredible? But they also understand that they're actually still trying to land the plane.
Phew, that's weird.
Yeah, they used the software. They ended up calculating there was one option and it left them, they could land and it would leave them 139 meters of landing space, which on a 4,000 meter runway is not much at all. They had to get it precise. They ended up landing it and everyone survived. But I just thought I'd wrap that up. But the closest that Qantas has ever come to crashing. And jeez. It was very similar to the Titanic, and it was the biggest plane in the sky, brand new, sexy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very, very quickly, one of the engines just fell apart. It ended up being a very small thing, as it always is, like a screw or something in an engine that was a little bit wrong that made a whole friggin' engine explode.
And I reckon the one guy that was putting that together was hungover that day.
Yeah.
And he was like, close enough. It's good enough.
What was that? Close enough.
So that was one. So that was one of the first ones in the air.
I would say early days. Yeah. So this plane that was supposed to be absolute foolproof almost became one of Qantas's first crash, and
too big to fail.
Yeah, that's it. Richard DeCrepney, the pilot's gone on to write books about it, and it's been all over the
Dick
shop.
Dick DeCrepney.
But also, it's a testament to, these pilots who are these nerves of steel. Like with Sully as well, if you've listened to the flight recorder for that. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I reckon I've heard a clip of it, and he's just like, looks like we are going to have to crash land.
Yeah, he goes, just so the plane's called Cactus to the radio, to the tower. It's like, Cactus, whatever it is, 120. We've lost both engines from a bird strike. Birds flew into the engine.
Shit.
And so we're going to turn back to the airport. And we're going to hopefully land.
Calm.
And the other guy, then the tower goes, okay, so I'll just organise that for you. And then he goes, you okay? So you're ready to turn back? He goes, no, we're losing altitude, so we can't do that. And they go, okay, do you want to go to this place in New Jersey? He goes, no, we're going to land in the Hudson. And he goes, what? He goes, we're going to land in the Hudson. And then he stops talking and then just lands the plane
on a
friggin' river. But don't see that movie because you know what happens.
God forbid.
Look, I mean, tell me you wouldn't enjoy it more if you didn't know how the story ended.
Well, like, that's a true... It's what happened. I know, I was like, World War II movies, I know how that ends. I guess Inglourious Basterds plays with that in a very interesting way. Wow. but tell me you wouldn't just go see every film that Tom Hanks is in.
Because it's Tom Hanks.
Wait, what's in... I actually do really enjoy biopics. And I'm normally watching them. They're normally got a sadder end. And I'm like going, yeah, maybe this time he'll pull through, you know? And but also, on that one, I'll be like, maybe this time.
They'll all stack die.
It. Yeah.
It's one of those films as well that you got to see at the movies or Netflix because it's not going to be on planes. You're not going to be able to watch this
They cut out all the scenes that are in flight stressful.
It's just a nice flight where everyone's happy.
Yeah. It's just that for 2 hours. But because I've been doing a bit of flying recently.
You are well traveled, Jess. I can't imagine the things you've seen and the places you've touched.
Such a piece of shit. I like how they alter movies on planes. Have you?
Oh, it gives me the absolute urts.
It so much, and they'll alter or they'll like dub words.
Oh man,
like swear words and stuff like that. But it doesn't match, and it's so obviously dubbed. And it's like all they said was shit. Let them say shit. Yeah, I don't care. Weird.
But what airlines are doing that? Does Qantas do that, or is that just more conservative countries?
Often dependent on the you know the country route and what their you know beliefs are and. Yada yada yada, but oh yeah, I watched Nice Guys, which is
I was so excited
to see, and it was so with a lot of flipping and friggins and shirty and
come on, it's so obvious what you're saying. Like I can lip read, I know what you're saying.
I don't know if that would worry me then.
No,
if you know anyway.
No, it bothered me a lot.
Well, that was Shane Black made that film. And he's notorious for his wonderful language. And it was just shat all over.
Shirt all over, thank you.
Which was a crime against film.
Crime against film.
The problem is if they actually change the storyline and stuff. You're holding that up. Your mic is hanging by a thread.
Is falling apart.
Oh, shit.
It's falling.
Oh, no.
Who made this?
I'm proud to say now, not me. It was Evan, was it?
Yeah. So my mic, what's happened for all the listeners at home on your train to work or your drive to pick up the kids from school?
Whatever you're doing.
Is my mic stand just fell out of the table and I caught it and everything's okay. Proceed.
Talk about, it's like watching Sully at work. You're just
so calm.
So calm, wasn't it? And my microphone is falling out.
He's a professional.
I can't wait for the movie of this to come out.
He's a professional performer, and I believe we've done a little voiceover work lately. So, he's good with the microphone.
Yeah, well, let's just put it that way. I'm not short of a penny.
Well, he's buying new Porsches and Puntos. Yeah. What's your catchphrase on one of your ad voiceovers?
Well, the one I just did, I'm probably not allowed to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably not allowed to
but,
say.
But I sing a song. For another campaign, I sing a song about a card. and I wear a colourful suit.
Yeah.
With three other men.
Sing a song about a card.
It's so like a weird. Really masterful card. Like and for like a big shopping place.
Masterful card shopping place.
Like a Woolworths.
Hallmark?
But not that.
Are we talking Hallmark?
No. No.
He's not bright. I'm so sorry about him.
Coles MasterCard. I'm in the Coles MasterCard.
Okay. That feels like a more solid clue. Coles MasterCard.
Yeah, he'll be here a while.
Oh, Matt.
He does
wap,
this.
Wap, wah, 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 wah.
The places you've seen.
This is fun.
It is fun.
Can I replace...
I think we need Warnocky. You can replace me.
No, Warnocky is done. You guys, you're hedging your bets on a loser.
I feel like you and I are interchangeable.
You and I?
Yeah, a friend of mine once said she saw an Auntie Donna sketch and she said, he's like a male version of you.
What your friend That's didn't great. Understand was that you're was just funny. Like a... You've watched so much Broden that you talk like him now.
Yeah.
Yes, we talk like the same people. I'm Jess Perkins.
I wonder, can we get a photo for if you have Twitter handles and stuff? Because this is the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I am reclining now with this gigantic stick and I'm talking on the potty. And I feel like everything's gone awry. This is my Qantas flight 32 moment as I try to keep things together.
I've got a photo. Yeah, we've got photos. We've got photographic evidence. We'll tweet that out with the
episode. Was that okay, though? Did I do an okay job? Should I have prepared more information?
Look,
I'm so sorry.
You didn't bang on anywhere near as much as we normally do.
I'm
which
so
is
sorry.
Probably good.
I wanted to be precise and tell the story, but
I like
I'm not
it.
A good storyteller.
You're
I'm
a
not,
great storyteller. Hey,
I'm not a stand-up. But what I could do
is I could act it for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Oh, da. Oh, the sound of
Qantas effect. In sky.
Uh-huh.
I hurt my voice. I hurt my voice. Aww. All right. Good morning. I'm the pilot of the plane. Now it's time to fly. Oh, no. Bloody engine's gone fizzy.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, I'm just wondering.
One of the souls.
Yes, just wondering if everything's okay up here. You look a little frazzled.
You have an who are you?
I'm just one of the souls from down back.
What are you?
Up top, actually. I'm from BC.
Well, business class. Well, come on in, good sire. Would you like maybe a Chivas Regal? Or maybe a can of Fanta?
Ooh. Why
this not is your home, sir, please.
Could I have one of each?
One Chivas Regal and one Fanta, sure.
Yes.
There you go. And for the lady?
The same.
Oh, well, that would have been good to say before I made his drinks. Right. A doobada. One Chivas Regal and a can of Sprite for the lady.
No, it was Fanta. I wanted a can of Fanta.
Excuse me?
I wanted a can of Fanta. A fan of Canta.
A fan of Michael Cantor, the... I think he's the artistic director of the Malthouse Theatre Company in Melbourne. Anyway, I'm so sorry, madam. Geez, she's so difficult, isn't she, Matt?
I'm lucky I'm wearing my name badge.
Oh, yes, Matt. All right, and here's your fan... Here's your can of Sunkissed.
No! I'm going to throw a bird into this engine.
So, no, well, don't. This is a delicious Chivas. I was just wondering, I'm just looking out the window over here.
Mm.
Is there any issues with that smoky thing coming out there? Is that okay?
Well, I'm gonna answer you. I'm going to answer you both because I don't like to beat around the bush. But first, who wants a little snack?
I'd love,
I'd love a snack.
What are you got on offer?
Well, we just hand around a couple of little sandwiches. Ooh. There you go.
Ooh, cucumber sandwich.
Yeah,
don't
you
mind
go.
If I do. Thank you very
you.
Much.
Curried egg for the lady.
Curried egg. I don't eat eggs.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have the curried egg. Allotted. We're on a Qantas plane.
Oh, this is a great little sandwich.
Yeah, well, I hope you like it. It's made with love.
Ooh, I can taste the love, and it is delish. But if I could just bring your attention back out the window. That
Absolutely.
Smoking mess out there, is that going to be an issue for us?
Well, let me tell you something. We believe in three things here at Qantas.
Great.
We believe in great customer service. We believe in ripper singers for the boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in watching movies without that aren't edited.
Really? You
That's what
the,
we believe
the good
in.
Stuff.
And they crash and everyone dies because he wasn't paying attention.
This is the Inglorious Bastards version.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, he's a bad pilot. He's a bad pilot.
What are the four others doing?
Hey guys, let's play this secret sound.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, we can see it.
Yeah, but it's not for you. It's for your listeners at home on their drive to work or they're picking up the kids from... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Secret sound.
Okay. Tweet in. Hashtag...
Tweet in what you think the secret sound
do
is.
Do go on secret sound.
it's all about the face he pulls on. It's like...
Do we have a prize, Jess, in the cabinet for them? First correct answer?
Come on down. The first correct answer would win...
They'll win this. They win...
They win the sound itself.
They win the sound.
You can own that sound. It's worth $18 million.
Wow.
Like Paris Hilton owns That's Hot, saying That's Hot.
She owns it.
Well, she bought it, I think.
Who do you buy that from?
Target.
Uh-huh.
Target Country.
Should have known. Should have known.
Welcome to Target Country.
Oh, we're into another sketch now.
Got some hot tuna t-shirts. And some Christmas stuff.
This podcast has changed a lot since Warnicky left.
I'm so sorry, Dave Warnicky.
Nah, don't worry about him.
You Warnicky'd out.
Oh, man. I was trying to make a funny pun out of his name.
You can't. We've tried.
Hey, bro.
Oh, here we go.
I was wondering, because often we'll... We don't always, but we sometimes finish the podcast with some fun facts. Do you have any fun facts? Any fun plain facts?
I feel like
facts?
The whole thing was pretty fun, to be honest. And I don't think it's really fair for you to spring fun facts onto somebody who has gone out of his way
to join us on
our podcast and done a report.
I can pose the question.
What's your favourite plane?
My favourite plane is probably the Airbus A380 because that's the only one I really know.
It was the first time I'd got on a plane because I got on the plane and I could see the stairs and I was like, what?
Did you say first time you've gone on a plane?
On a plane that had stairs on
it. Oh, right. Okay.
Had an upstairs bit.
Yeah, fancy plane.
Fancy. And I was like, oh, la-di-da.
No, I haven't got any facts. Have you got any questions about planes?
Yeah.
See if I know the answers.
Okay. Oh, well, I saw a video recently where...
Ooh, la-di-da. Huh?
And it was like, you know, like one of those sort of an artistic impression.
Fuck.
And it was talking about the plane of the future, right? And they were just going to turn it all, like, through, like, projections and stuff. They made it look like the whole plane was glass.
Yeah.
And you could see out through everywhere.
No,
and they'd make
it
night and day when they wanted to.
Do not enjoy. No.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
I have heard of that, yeah. And it's got, the idea would be you'd be sleeping and you could look through the roof and see these stars. There's a lot of conceptual planes out there. People making planes that never actually get made. There's also this blimp plane that looks a lot like the Hindenburg, which is doing its legs at the moment. It crashed the other day. Google big Hindenburg-looking plane crashing in Europe somewhere.
I'm Googling that exact phrase.
Because don't you reckon the Hindenburg would come up?
No, well, we're going to find out.
Big Hindenburg-looking plane crashed in Europe somewhere.
But not the Hindenburg.
There's also an idea that someone had that, you know, essentially, imagine a plane without wings. What would you call that? What would you call that part of the plane?
You call that the body.
The body of the plane is you can be picked up by a bigger, wider plane, and you could pick up multiple bodies of planes and fly people. So you can fly three times the amount of people on one plane, which is a new thing.
It just brought up the Hindenburg.
Oh, well, that's
Let's
funny.
Watch the Hindenburg video.
Isn't that
then?
Funny that...
Oh, the humanity.
If only one of us had predicted that as being obviously what was going to happen.
Is that a fact? I guess that's just ignorance, is that all the humanity actually comes from...
Seinfeld.
Know, comes from when the Hindenburg crashed and someone was, you know, commentating it.
Oh, the humanity.
Commentating appropriate, yeah.
That's so great.
Oh, the humanity.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's not a fact, is it?
Yeah, that can be a fact.
Great.
I'd say claim that one. It is fact. Shut up, Matthew. Hang on. And it's fun. It's a fun fact. I deem it fun.
I find it really boring when Jess flirts with all the guests. It's so boring.
We never have guests.
Am I the first guest?
No.
Second.
Who was the first guest?
Nick Mason.
That tram-driving motherfucker. He's got a very famous podcast.
He does.
He's got a great podcast.
I've got to listen to that.
The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
It's a great podcast. He's a great guy.
We're going to get him on again.
Fan. One time Arnie Donner was doing a comedy room. And Nick Mason was there, and he was standing up at the back of the room eating a soup.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's fucking weird, Nick Mason, to be eating a soup at the back of a room.
He's a rich eccentric man who
eccentric man,
and he has like a robotic suit that he wears and fights crime in it.
Is he? Oh, because he looks like Tony Stark.
Is that what you meant?
He is Tony Stark.
Sure.
I think Dave Warnocky is so charismatic and such a good host.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that I'm not here when he's here, that for me to come on means that he can't be here.
No, that's not true. One of us could definitely.
Yeah.
I reckon you are the mix of Jess and I. Jess had my voice and
that
beard.
That's so true. I actually am. If people say that Jess is bro, and then met the royal me, they're Broden. And Maddie, and we've got that ginger, you know, thing. Yeah. We both just love it. We're just out for a good time.
We're the Ginger Boys. Brad and I are starting up a comedy duo called the Ginger Boys.
We've already drawn up our Excel spreadsheet. We've got the finances organized. Yeah. We reckon we can be earning upwards of $20,000 a year next year.
I love it. Each?
Hey, we're
or
the Ginger
total?
Boys.
Oh,
and that's going to be...
Okay, yep.
Yeah, hey, sure. Welcome to the show with the Ginger Boys.
I kind of feel like you're just doing a Broden impression.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
we just thought the best way to do this would
two
be
two Brodens.
Lots of Broden.
Hey.
Bro, I think you could just go solo if you wanted. You could ditch the loose weight.
I don't have
here.
Self-confidence.
Oh, stop it. You're gorgeous.
No.
Stop it. We do need Warnicky, though, because he's the one who's good at like wrapping things up. Are we done? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're done.
We're done.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I feel like I didn't bring enough Qantas just information.
Your mic is more movable than mine. Come over here. Come over here. Come over here. Not the mic. You. Come here.
Yes.
You.
Yeah.
You're bloody great.
Thank you
I'm
so
touching
much.
Touching your face.
Perko. Wait. Thank you, Perko.
You're bloody great.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for coming.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. And hey, guys, congratulations on all the wonderful success of your podcast.
And our just careers in general.
And your careers in general. You guys are fucking doing so well.
So great.
You got a wonderful kid back home, Maddie and Jess, I'm sure, will, you know, find her way. And is this normal? Is this normally how things go?
Yeah, pretty much.
I broke your fucking mic.
No, that's
I've treated you with malice and disrespect.
Yeah. But that's what, kind of what we expected when we invited you, so it's okay.
You fucking idiots.
Well, let's wrap this shit up. Hey, Broden, where can people find you on the interwebs?
Yeah.
The dark web.
You don't really have a personal.
Have you done a day on the? Have you done a day on the dark web?
No.
Oh, someone do the dark web.
What is that?
The dark web is the web below the web where people you can. Like, it's you can only get there a certain way, and it's where people buy drugs and child pornography, and they you can get people assassinated. Look it up.
I feel like, yeah.
It's really like, interesting.
Feels like it's a real slippery dip once you put
you
your toe in
to
there, and all of
it's
a sudden
a
you kill one enemy, and then bloody
the
hell.
The dark web,
you're
the slippery dip of the internet.
The slippery dip.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's a dream come true for me. And I'm sorry we keep interrupting your podcast with us screaming.
No. I kind of miss it when you're not around. Yeah. Hey, Matt, you should also plug what you're up to in the next couple of weeks, shouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm doing a Melbourne Fringe. If people are in Melbourne, I'm doing a first solo show at the Melbourne Fringe Festival. It's called Pretty Dry. It's on at the Courthouse Hotel from the 26th of September into early October, from 8:30. And it should be fun. Obviously a bit, you know, like if you know me from this, a little bit fucking loose.
One
but
of the
it'll be
funniest guys in Melbourne, Maddie Stewart.
I agree.
Big fan.
Very, very funny.
Stop it, you guys. Hey, that's very sweet of you. Broden, where people find you on Twitter at Arnie Donna Boys.
That's true. That's true.
And your YouTube channel is all...
the Auntie Donna channel. We put a video up today. Let's read what some people are saying.
Okay.
Because they're so nice on the internet, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Let's see...
Favourite that I had on one of my videos was unfunny.
Oh, that's a good one. That stuff always hurts more than, like, bald fuckhead for me. Like, bald fuckhead, I can take. It's the stuff that's like, you're getting worse.
It's like, oh.
Oh. Everyone's really nice on this one we put up today, but someone just wrote... something real hurtful, like... people say, you guys are genius. That's ridiculous. But someone wrote that. And then someone just wrote, you cunts are cooked. No, that's not it.
That's pretty good, though.
It's something like, they're sliding.
Oh, no!
Yeah. No, they're losing their touch. Now, that may well be. But I work real hard. And John Wallen, if you're listening to the Dugong podcast, then bloody, I'm sorry.
Hey.
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 Hey. How long have we been going for?
A while.
Over an hour now.
Jeezy, crazy. Do you do prefaces on like those, you know how on big podcasts they do like 40 minutes of, hey, you got to check us out here.
No.
They shit me to tears.
Yeah, they're awful.
Oh,
don't do that. Let's, Matt, promise to never do that.
I promise.
Until someone offers you money.
And then we'll
No, definitely for money we would do that.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But I reckon we'd just do it in the show while you were sitting here or whatever. I don't think we'd record another pre thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd slide a thing across and say, could you read this Coles MasterCard out?
And I'd be like, I love them. It's the best MasterCard you can get out there. It's so good.
Great rates. Feels like this outro has been going for about 40 minutes.
Too long.
But I think it's like we're just, this is all gold. And it's like, oh, if you find gold, keep digging.
That's what they say. That is what they say.
You find gold. It's fun. Keep digging that gold. You'll find some more gold. My gold necklace. Say, hey, marry me, baby.
This is how your podcast shit. And it just sort of fades out on this.
I'm picturing that it's faded out long before.
I'm so sorry. But I think we've all learned something today about planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking boring.
Yeah. Unless they crash, in which case they're very interesting.
But I still don't want to be on one that crashes, please.
I love them. I love flying in planes. I'm always happy to be on a plane.
Do you know what I did on my most recent flight home?
Here we go.
Here we go. 14-hour flight. I slept for about 8 or 9 of those hours.
I'm so jealous of
I've never done that in my life. I'll never do it again.
Oh, man.
But I was just... I did take painkillers to knock myself out.
Well, that's great. I wish I could do that. I'm so jealous of you.
Can you sleep on planes?
No, I cannot. Oh. I can sleep for 30, maybe minutes tops.
Yep.
I'm very close to Lounge Pass on Virgin.
And that sounds like it's exciting.
Once I get that, I'm going to do a cum.
He did say the cum jokes were coming. Yeah, Broden Kelly does it again.
I think that means
we
can now finish
one
the show.
One trick pony.
Check us out on @DoGoOnPod on Twitter. And our email address is DoGoOnPod@gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook. It's /DoGoOnPod, I think.
Yep.
Dugong.
Dugong. So, what a pleasure it's been. Thanks so much, Bro Don, for being here.
Thank you, guys. It's been a joy. And thanks, everybody. I love you all.
We'll see you around the traps.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, I love you.
Oh, my God. It's getting too real in here. Laters.
Bye.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.